Hello, Larry Johnson here once again, welcoming you to another broadcast of Arias and Songs. Yesterday was Bastille Day, which seems to me to be a good excuse to present a program of French opera arias and songs. Feel free to pour a glass of wine and perhaps enjoy some pâté with some delicious French bread while you listen to the music of Ravel, Fauré, Debussy, and Offenbach. Let's begin with Maurice Ravel's song cycle, Don Quixote a Dulciné, which is based on Cervantes' Don Quixote. This would be Ravel's final composition, which was a commission for a film version of Don Quixote starring Russian bass Fyodor Shalyapin. Three of the four songs were completed. Because of Ravel's poor health, Jacques Ibert wrote the songs for the film released in 1933. In the first song, Don Quixote tells of his devotion to Dulcinea. The second is a prayer to St. Michael to protect her. And in the third, Quixote tells us that he drinks for pleasure, but that love and wine puts his heart and soul into mourning. Here is Gerard Souzet.
Me disiez que la terre à tant tourné vous offensa, je lui dépêcherais, pensa. Vous la verriez fixer se taire. Si vous me disiez que l'ennui vous vient du ciel trop fleuri d'astres, déchirant les divins cadastres, je faucherai d'un coup la nuit. Si vous me disiez que l'espace ainsi vidé ne vous plaît point, chevalier Dieu, la lance au poing, j'étoilerai le vent qui passe. Mais si vous disiez que mon sang est plus à moi qu'à vous, madame, je blêmirais dessous le blâme, et je mourrais vous bénissant. Saint-Michel, qui me donnez loisir de voir madame et de l'entendre. Bon Saint-Michel, qui me daignez choisir pour lui complaire et la défendre. Saint-Michel, veuillez descendre avec Saint-Georges sur l'autel de la Madone Madame. Saint-Georges et Saint-Michel, l'ange qui veille sur ma veille, ma douce dame, si pareille à vous, Madone au bleu mantel. Du bâtard, illustre dame, qui pour me perdra vos doux yeux, dit que l'amour et le vin vieux mettent en deuil mon cœur, mon âme. Je bois à la joie, la joie est le seul but où je vais droit, lorsque j'ai bu, je bois à la fois. Foin du jaloux, brune maîtresse, qui jacque et pleure et fait serment d'être toujours sa pâle amant, qui met de l'eau dans son ivresse. Je bois à la joie, la joie est le seul but où je vais droit, lorsque j'ai bu.
Three songs by Ravel from Don Quixote à Dulcinée, as sung by Gérard Suzet. He was accompanied by l'Orchestre de la Société de Concerts du Conservatoire, conducted by Edouard Lindenberg. Claude Debussy won a composing competition for his one-act cantata, L'Enfant Prodigue, in 1884. Leah laments the loss of her prodigal son, Asseo, who is an outcast as he's left home to pursue worldly pleasure. Here is a superb rendition of the Air de Leah, as sung by Victoria de los Angeles. Victoria de Los Angeles has sung the air de Lia from L'Enfant Prodigue, or The Prodigal Son by Debussy. She was heard with the L'Orchestre de la Société de Concert du Conservatoire, as conducted by Georges Prêtre. All's well that ends well, as the prodigal son comes home and is welcomed by all. Now for the Pavane by Gabriel Fauré. This was originally a piano piece composed in 1887. We will hear it as an orchestral transcription and with chorus.
Thank you.
We celebrate this Bastille Day program with the Pavane by Gabriel Fauré. The Orchestra of Paris and the Chorus of the Paris Opera performed as conducted by Jean-Pierre Jacquibat. Jacques Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffmann had its premiere in Paris at the Opéra Comique in 1881, shortly after the composer's death. It's been a favorite of the public ever since. In Act Three, Antonia is alone. Dr. Miracle enters and conjures a vision of her dead mother. He induces her to sing, which she has been forbidden to do on account of a mysterious illness. She dies from the exertion. Here is Joan Sutherland as Antonia, Gabrielle Bacquier as Dr. Miracle, and Margarita Lilova as the mother in this trio from The Tales of Hoffmann.
Thank you.
The Act Three Trio from Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffmann is sung by Joan Sutherland, Gabrielle Bacquier, and Margarita Lilova, with l'Orchestre de la Suisse Romande, conducted by Richard Bonning. And so ends today's program, which has been a celebration of the French national holiday, Bastille Day. Our producers are Sydney Gillard and Becky Neistat. Your comments, as always, are welcome at our webpage, which is wfmt.com/ariesandsongs. Click on to podcasts, open this or any program, and leave a message. Next week, I'll explore a theme I have presented in the past. First the music, then the words. This is Larry Johnson thanking you for listening and saying goodbye for now.